You were holding daf Kuf Chof Beis Amar Aleph. So the last Gemara given was the two dots was that Reb Yehuda Amar Olul. Reb Yehuda said again in the Mishnah that Olul he holds that if you mechanas you put it together and you get a kizai you see chayv olov, it has an ism availer on it. So Amar Rav Huna said Vuhu Shekonsu. That if you have a kizai together means that you scraped it off from the skin because you are machshavit and therefore now it has an ism availer. It's called like basar yichayv olov. So if it happened me'ilov, then you'd be potter. It'd be like bottle to the skin. It wouldn't have a shame or bosser on it. It's only because the person himself scraped off this extra meat that was still attached to the skin. Now the Yom Rav Huna says, Shnei chatzoi zesim sheyeshtenu magabi yor. If you have again you filleted, you skin the animal, you took off this skin off the animal, and there's still some meat attached to the skin, and you have it two different places, each one has a chatzi zayis of meat left on the skin, so together you have a complete zayis, that's called shnei chatzoi zayisim, two hairs of a zayis, that's still attached to the skin. So lachur is, hor mevatlon, that the yoros mevato, we do not consider this bosser to be bosser, it has no tumas eichlon on it, it has no tumas mevelar on it, it's bottled to the skin. Yeah, now daf kufchav vezem and aleph on top. So more says, let's see, aliba de man, who is Rav Huna saying is a lachur to? If it's going according to Rabbi Shmuel Shita, and like Rashi said, there's a machlokes later on Daf Kuf Chav Dalz, we'll soon see. It's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Rashi says, "Must this Nitzani says over there, how you all of Shnei Chatzoi Zaisim Mitamim B'Maso? If you have two Chatzoi Zaisim of meat left on the skin, so it has a Tumas Nevela on it, it's Mitamim B'Maso. If you carry it, Shrei Nosa Kazais Nevela." But if you touch it, you don't become Tomei. Because you only touch a Chatzi Zayas at a time. So you have no Tumas Nageya. That's where Bishmol Shita, Bishmol holds, that these two Chatzoi Zaysim on the skin of meat is not bottled to the skin, but still called Boso. And over there, Rabbi Kiva says, no, Loi B'magav, Loi B'masa. It has no Tum at all, those two Chatzoi Zaysim of meat are still attached to the skin. Alma, what do we see? According to Rabbi Shmuel, the basar is not bottled to the skin. It's still called basar. According to Rabbi Kiva, this basar is bottled to the skin. So said the Gemara is, Ali b'deman, who is Rav Huna saying this chiddush according to? E Ali b'de Rabbi Shmuel, if it's going according to Rabbi Shmuel, Ha'omer Rabbi Shmuel says, Le mevatalor. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, the skin is not mevatal b'yor. So, why did Rav Huna say that Shnei Chatzoi Zaisim Shesna Gavi Yor or Mevatlon? Why do you say the Yor is Mevatlon? According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's not bottled to the skin, but rather Tu Chatzoi Bosor is still called Bosor. And if you carry it, you'll have a Tumas Masa of an Avela. Elamai via Libidu Rabbi Kiva. Elamai, if Rav Huna is going according to Rav Huna, according to Rabbi Kiva, is so Pshita. Or Mevatlon. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita in the Mishnah later, that he says, yes, even though the Chatzoi Zaisim of meat is attached to the Bosor, it's to the skin, it's bottled to the skin, it loses its shame Bosor. So what's Rav Huna's Chiddush? So more like this, Le'olam really I'll tell you a leave with Rabbi Shmuel, that Rav Huna is going according to Rabbi Shmuel Shita, that he holds what? That the Or is not Mevatol, the Bosor. So how come Rav Huna says over here that Or Mevatlon? I'll tell you like this, when does Rabbi Shmuel himself say that the or the skin is not mevatel the meat to it? That's only if we have, let's say, Rashi said before, it means a kelev. If kelev came and bit off the meat, so therefore we say that's still called chashav meat. Therefore, what's left over on the skin is not bottled to the skin. And like Rashi says, it means potosachayim means shenasa shleimi das. It wasn't your will, like, to take off that meat. Abu potosa sakim, in the case where you, like, fillet, you take off the meat off the skin, and you leave the meat on the skin, there we say, yes, you're mavato, that meat, on the skin, and there it's bottle, the shame bosa. That's what Rav Huna is talking about. If it's potosa sakim, then that meat that's left over on the skin is bottle to the skin. And here the Rabbi Shmuel says later, it's not bottle, that's where shapotosa chaya. If an animal bit off the meat, and the meat was left over, so since the owner did not take care of it yet, for sure he still wants to use that meat, he's not mavatal the meat, to the skin. So Mara says, Avol potosai sakin bot lenachnami. But Rishmo would agree in a case where you were cutting away with the knife the meat and you left over some meat on the skin, what you left over is bottled to the skin. Toshima, come in here. Says Rabbi Yudam, Rabbi Yudis says, Ha'olul, says in the Mishnah, Ha'olul, that's this meat that's left over on the skin. Ha'mechunis, if you gather it together, im yesh kezayis b'mokim, mechad chayov molot. If there's a kezayis in one place, so you have a nisin of Eder, one of you chayiv for it. And of this also, V'yom Ravuna, Ravuna says, Pshan of Yehudir is, V'yom Ravuna, V'hu shekonsu. Ravuna says, we're talking about now that he himself was kind of said, V'hu shekonsu. So now, Iyam with Bishleima Potosai Sakin Rabbi Shmuel Nami Leboto. If you tell me now that when you cut off the meat and you leave some meat on the skin, it's not bottle corn Rabbi Shmuel. If so, Rav Huna Diyomek Rabbi Shmuel. As good as Rav Huna is saying Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda according to Rabbi Shmuel, that the meat that's left over on the skin is not bottle, but only if you're Mechanis, if you gather it together Kazayis, worth in one place. But I call upon them even before you gather together, it's not bottled to the skin, then it's good. But early, I'm if you're going to tell me, potos is sakin and no, in a case where you yourself, the owner himself, is filleting, is cutting the meat off the skin, and by mistake he leaves all the meat on the skin, the Rabbi Shmuel, you want to tell me, who also agrees that's bottled, that meat is bottled to the skin, it's not called meat anymore. If so, then Rabbi Shmuel, the Yom Kaman, who is Rav Huna going like it? Rav Huna says, no, if you're mechanis, if you gather together, if you slice off more meat off the skin, and you slice off a gezayis worth together, you're chayef in the vela. The chura, since you yourself were flaying it, according to Rav Yishmael, you tell me you hold this bottle to the skin, and once this bottle doesn't get a shame basur anymore. Samura says, no. No, even though it's potos sakin, even though the owner is cutting off the meat and he leaves some meat on the skin, that meat is not bottled to the skin according to Rabbi Shmuel. Even the case of potos sakin is also lay bottle. If so, it's a kashan Rav Huna. Why did Rav Huna before say that the or is mevatlon? So my answer is Rav Huna the Yomer Rabbi Kiva, and Rav Huna is going according to Rabbi Kiva. That Rabbi Kiva says in the Mishnah later that the skin is mevatel the bosa. So according to Rav Huna and Nechnami here also, the skin is mevatel the bosa. So next the question is the chur pshita. So what's Rav Huna's chiddush according to Rabbi Kiva pshita? That's Rabbi Kiva's shita itself clearly in the Mishnah. So Gemara says yes. Now the time I would have thought to say ki kama Rabbi Kiva. What does Rabbi Kiva say? Atani mili poltosai sakin. That's only where the sakin was pulled. I would have thought to say, when does Rabbi Kiva say that the skin is mevatel the basar, where the owner himself was cutting it away and left the meat there is bottle. Avo potos chayim, but in the case where an animal, a chayim, was biting the meat off the skin, and it happened me'elav, and some meat is left over, so there I would have thought to say, le bottle, that the owner still has to use that meat, and it's not bottle to the skin, kamash malon, kamash from Rav Huna, yes, according to Rabbi Kiva, at all times, the meat that's left over on the skin is bottled to the skin. And time of Rabbi Kiva was, what's the reason of Rabbi Kiva? If nei sheor mevatlon, that the or is mevatel the skin, that the skin is mevatel the bosor. And loishna polet chai, it doesn't make enough meaning, it was an animal that was biting away on the meat. For loishna polet sakan, enough meaning if you're cutting away with a knife and you left over some meat. Kiritoni said, this doesn't say it clearly. If nei ma Rabbi Kiva metai bior, what's the reason Rabbi Kiva says that this meat that's still attached to the skin is not called nevela, it's tor? If nei shor mevatlon, that's Rabbi Kiva's svara, the or, the meat that's left over on the skin, since it's left in the kazayas at each place, it's bottled to the skin. It doesn't make enough meaning, it was polta chaya, polta sakin. In both cases, it's bottled to the skin. So that's the chiddush of Rav Huna, that according to Rabbi Kiva, at all times, the bosor is bottled to the skin. Yeah, now the Mishnah says, Eilu shari rasein kibsorin. These are the things that the skin has a loch like bosor itself. In other words, that the skin is soft, and it lost have a tumas eichlin, even on the skin itself. Like Rashi says, mitamin kibsorin. That's or ha'odom, the skin of a person, the yor chazir shal yishuv, the skin of a pig, a domestic pig, whereas its skin is soft, it's like meat. Rabbi Yosi says, Af or Chazir Habor, even a wild pig, his skin is also considered soft enough to give it a shame or to give it a shame basar, and he'll have a tumah seichlin on it. The or chatoy teres shiagomul haraka, and the skin of the hooves of the humps on top of a camel on a young soft camel. We'll see in the Gemara what's called a gomul haraka, what's called a soft one. But the humps on top of the camel, the skin over there is also still called like basar. The or harosh shel egel harach, also we have a soft calf, so the skin around its head is also considered like basar. The or haprosos, and the skin around the hooves of an animal, we'll see in the Gemara exactly what does process mean. Now the or beis haboishes, the skin around the womb of a female behemoth, the skin around the womb, it's also soft skin, it's like basar. The or hashlil, the skin around the fetus, also the fetus's skin, the baby's skin also has a look like basar. The or shatachos alya, and the skin underneath the tail of the animal, because towards the bottom, going down, that soft skin. These are part of the Shmoyne Shrotim. These are four out of the eight Shrotim that Torah talk about. And these four, the Tanakam holds, their skin is soft. And their skin has a locha like basar. Reb Yudah says no. Halato kachuda. The halato has locha like a chud, like the weasel. And therefore its skin is not called like basar. The kulon. Now all these skins, the kulon shivdon, if they worked them over, then they made them like into leather, meaning to say, oy shehilach them kedei avoido, or else they walked on top of the skin. The amount of time that you do avoid the work with it, it means avoid of kedei ibud, which we'll see in the Gemara, comes out the walking of 4 mil, then a lachris torim, like the skin does not have a shame basar anymore, but rather now it's called like leather, and it's not makabel tumas eichlin. Chutz excluding the yor odom, the skin of an odom, of a mace, that the skin of an odom, even though you worked it over, it always retains, it has a locha of basar. We'll see in the Gemara, it's midirabonin, said the swar midirabonin. Reb Yechon ben Nuri yoimah, that shmoyne shrotzim yesh lamaris. He holds the shmoyne shrotzim, the Torah says, all the that their skin is not sort of like basar. All the skin there is called skin, and it's not like basar. So Yargos and Tanakam before said that four of the Shrotzim. So I was saying, is Metam Kibsarim? If you're going to Nuri holds no, he argues and Tanakam and says no, even those four also, their skin is not Metam Kibsarim. Yeah, nothing more so like this. Omar Ula says, you should know, Dvatar Midiraisa or Odom Tor. Really, the skin of a mace is also tor. Rashi says the lav basar is not called basar. It's not bechal the mace either. If so, matam omru. What does the Mishnah say like tomei? What does the Mishnah say? The skin of a mace also is tomei. It's called like basar. So the answer is a gzera that shem yas adam oiris aviv imoy shetichin. That maybe a person will take his parents after they die and like use their skin for their blankets. Shetichah says lamita lekadroyis leishav aleim to use it for sheets. I don't know why a person do that, but because it is to feel close to his parents. Maybe we have to be afraid. Therefore, that a person should not do it. The rabbanon said, you should know it has a tumor on it, and therefore they won't do it. People are not put upon tumor, so they wouldn't do this. And Viki Dimaskla says someone learned this on the sefer that it says the kulon sheivdon or shiluch ben they avoid the torin. Doesn't it say for all the skins, once you worked them over, made them into leather, so then they're not makabel tumor anymore? Chutz miyorodim, excluding the or of a person. Now, Ulu says on this, you should know, dvatar midiraisa or odom shavdu tor. The skin of a mace, of a person, his skin is not considered like basar. It's not like a basar of a mace. It's tor, it's not tomei. If so, matam omru, what does the Mishnah say, tomei? That yes, the skin of a person, even after you work it over to make it into leather-like, still it has tumor on it. Gzera, it's a gzera. We don't want you to, like, Shem Yas Odom Oiros, Odom Vimos. Maybe someone will take the skin of his parents and make him into shtich and make him into blankets or pillow or sheets. So, of this gzera, people shouldn't do it. Rabban had to make it. It still has a din tumor, tumor mace on it. Therefore, nobody would use it. Now, Manda Masla Resh, the one that learns this on the Resh, that's only midirabbanan, not midiraisa, kol shchina seifa. For sure, when you take the skin and make it into leather, you work it over, for sure it's not tamei midiraisa. But mandi masla seifa, the one learns ulas din only on the seifa. If you worked over the skin and made it into leather, so that's when it's only midirabbanan. But in the ratio of the Mishnah, it could be there, tumim midiraisa, their attack is tamei midiraisa. That there the skin of a person is soft, so that is considered like bosses, like the mace, it would have tumas mace on it. That's machlokes. Then the Mishnah says v'yor chazir, that so it's machlokes about a wild chazir, a wild pig, is the skin soft enough to give the shame boss or not. So b'mai kemiflugi what's machlokes, one says that a domestic one is rochich, is soft. But a wild one is oshim, Rashi says it's kosher. It's very hard, the skin, it's not cool like basar. Umasavar, Rabbi Yudah holds, no, hainami rochach. Even a wild pig, its skin is also soft. So the skin is cool like basar, it would also be mekabotuma. Then the Mishnah says, or chatoras shel gomel haraka. The humps on top of a camel, on top of a young, soft camel. So the question is, the kama gomel haraka, how old, like, until how long is the kama called soft and young? So Amu Ulula says, Amu Rabbi Shur ben Levi, kol zaman shaloi tono. Kol zaman, it didn't carry any weight. Kol zaman, it didn't carry anything yet. Then the skin is still called soft. Now, Bor Rabbi Yumi asked the question, Hegiya zaman alitin, let's say it's old enough to carry things, but for loi tono, but they didn't put weight on it yet. Tomorrow, what's the locha? Like, do you mean to say it's only soft up until that age, let's say 1 year old, but afterwards, once it's fit to start carrying things, it's already called hard? Or maybe no, even though it's fit, Kozman, it didn't carry anything, maybe the skin is still called soft. That's one shayla. Boy Abaya, Abaya's question like this. Loyegi is manlit, and let's say no, it's not even a year old yet. It didn't come the time yet that usually camel starts to carry things. But for Torno, but somebody put weight on top of the back of the camel, ma, what's going to be the loch of the skin? So teiku, both of these shallows is a teiku. But what's the pshat from the skin? Is it the work, the carrying that makes it hard? Or is it the age that makes it hard? Yosef Reshlokas, Reshlokas is sitting down. Okay, Boiler, he had a question like this. Kama gomla raka, Reshlokas had the shallow. Until how old, until how long is a camel still considered the skin to be soft? So omalei Rabbi Yishmo Barabba, when Rishon Barabbas said back to him, he should know, Hochi Yom Yabishuv and Levi. This is what Yabishuv and Levi said, like this, that Kol Zaman Shloi Torna, Kol Zaman, it did not carry any weight yet. There was no weight to put on, no bundles put on top of the camel. It's humps, the skin is still soft, it's still called kibosa. That's what he told Rish Lakish. So Malay Kivla Kabli, Rish Lakish was very happy with that answer and said, like, come and sit next to me. Rashi says, like you told me a good reasoning, thank you very much. So Kitzur Rish Lakish was very nice to him. Now the Gemara says, Now the Gemara says, Yosef Reb Zeir was sitting down. He also asked the same question. I think Rish Lakish was now swirled, and Reb Zeir was in Bovel. So Reb Zeir also asked the same question. Kama gomel harak, until how long is the camel still called soft skin? So omalei rovin bachinino, he answered him and said, Hoki yam ula, this is what ula said, omalei shum ala nim, omalei shum ala levi, that kozman shle tono, kozman, they didn't put any weight on top of the camel, in the meat, the skin is still called soft. So the Mora says, kozman shle tono, heavy ketoni lo, so the Mora says what happened was, that, Rav and Bachina said it the second time. He said the same answer a second time. So Omalei, so Reb Zeri answered him back and said, Chode Hevelucho, Omarta, like you already said it one time. Like, what do you got to tell to me a second time for? Rashi says, Chode Hevelucho, Omarta, like Dove Chidish Echod, Hoye Biyotchol, is this the only thing you know? Shem Yodeitnash, that we don't know. Haray Omarta, you said it already one time. Like, Volom Matachsa Vatishna Pamashniya. Laos Chochmos was time to break to show us. Skitzer Bzeira spoke like a little bit harsh back to him. And this the Gemara says, Tochazi, come and see. Ma ben tekifa yara de Yisrael lechasidid de Bovel. See what a difference there is between the the strong people of Eretz Yisrael, means Rish Lakish was a big taket in Eretz Yisrael, and still when somebody gave him an answer, he spoke back so nice to him and said like Tor Chazi, Tor Yosef means thank you very much, Yashik Chacho. And look at the Chassid of the Bovel, Reb Zeir, he was from Bovel, he was a Chassid in Bovel, and look how he answered back. He answered back a little bit harsh. You see, why says the Schus of Eretz Yisrael, what it does on the people. Rashi says, Rish Lakish mitkifu de Eretz Yisrael, nevig neminu berg bami kamad yuma, mandi mishtoi, Rish Lakish badei, yev li iska, le sabav, as Rish Lakish spoke to, so the people respected him very much. And here he acted so nice, and Reb Zeir was from Bovel, and he answered back not so nicely. Now the Gemara says, "The or harush shall egel harach." Says well, the or harush here. Now the Gemara says also, "The kama egel harach." Until how long is a calf called the young calf that it's the skin over the head is still called soft? It's still called like meat. So ulu omar ben shnosay. Only throughout the first year. Once it's a year old, then the skin becomes hard. Rav Yechon Omar Kol Zaman Shiyonik. No, even if it's more than a year old, Kol Zaman is nursing. Kol Zaman the calf is nursing from its mother, the cow. So still, it's called soft. Rashi says, "I'll be pirish milan, but if it stops." Rav Yechon said, "No, Kol Zaman Shiyonik." Ibolu, I have a question like this: Heichi Koma Ula. What do we mean to say? Bein Shenosav U Shiyonik. Does Ula mean to say only the first year, and also it has to nurse? That keeps the skin soft. And on this, we Omalei Rabbi Yochanan says back, no, Kol Zaman Shiyonik doesn't have to be a year old, but as long as it's still nursing, that also keeps the skin soft. It has luck like Bosar. Or do we maybe know? Ula Ben Shinoisa Kama. Ula said it the first year. And it doesn't make a difference, Ben Yonik, Ben Shiny Yonik. It doesn't make a difference whether the calf is nursing or not. The first year, its skin on the head is soft. And on this, Rabbi Yechon said back to him, no, Ben Shinosai, true, I agree to you, it's only during the first year, but there's another condition also, Vusha Yainik, also it has to be still nursing. So that's not mean if we stop nursing in the middle of the first year, is the head, is the skin called soft or not? So that's the Shiloh. What would Rabbi Yechon say in such a case? So where it says, Toshma, come in here. Rabbi Yechon says, that Kol Zaman Shiyonik. He says, Kol Zaman, it's nursing, yeah, the skin is cold soft. Now, the Yemis, if you hold, that what, it has to be only throughout the first year also, then Vahu Shiyonik Miborli, should have said Lashin, and also it has to nurse. Why did it just say Kol Zaman Shiyonik? So Shema Mina, it's a proof to the first tzad. And according to Rabbi Yechon, it doesn't have to be, it could be old more than a year. It's totally one thing, Kol Zaman, it's nursing, that's what it keeps it soft. Yeah. I mean, his bimaisif means, even though it's a year old, could be worth less than a year old, Rabbi Yechon also agrees with Rish Lakish. It's always called soft, even though it's not yonik. It's only his chiddush is, even when it's a year old, if it's still nursing, that still keeps it soft. Yeah. Another more says, Boy, Mene Rish Lakish from Rabbi Yechon. Rish Lakish has a question from Rabbi Yechon. Or Harosh, what's going to be the skin over the head shall egel harach over a soft calf? Mal shiitama, will it have tumor on it or not? That was a shayla. Mal shiitama, for the shayla was, is that skin considered like basar or not? So that's what Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechon. Yeah. Mal shiitama, all Malay said back to him, Eina matama. It's not metama, no. It's not cold like bosom. It's not metama. That's what he said. So Omalei, so Rish Lakish said back to him, listen, the Meratora Rabbeinu, you Rabbi Yechon, you taught me a Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Eilu, these are the cases, Shor Rasein Kipsoron, that their skin is like the meat. The Or Harosh, Shalegel Arach, these are one of the cases, that the skin over the head of a soft calf, so its skin is cold like bosom, so it would be Mekabotoma. So why do you say it's not metama? Or Malay Rabbi Yechon said back to Rish Lakish, "Al takni teina, like don't get me angry," and he asked me these questions. Beloshin yochid ani shaynoisa. Our Mishnah, I only learned beloshin yochid. There's not a stam Mishnah. Rashi says Mishnah, yevaloi beloshin stam. It's not a stam Mishnah. Shaniyay meloza ben Yudu Amro. It's a loza ben Yudu that said the din of our Mishnah. But enechnami the chom argue on him. And according to Chachamim, this skin is not called kibosar. therefore would not be mekabel tumah. The Tani will learn like this, or it's not tumah in the veila. The Tani will learn like this. Ha shoychir es oila. If somebody shechs the korban oila, la haktir kizayis me ol shetachas alya, that you have in mind to burn a kizayis of the skin underneath its tail, which our Mishnah says is called soft skin, has locha like boso. So if you have in mind to burn it, chutzlum koimoi, outside the place we're supposed to, posel v'yein bekoros. That's like regular machsheves, chutzlum koimoi. What about chutzla zmana? You have in mind to burn it the wrong day, tomorrow, pickle, it becomes pickle. V'chayovim olav koros, and yechayiv koros. So Kuru, what do you see? You see that this skin is cold like bosor, and it has a shem haktar on it, and therefore you can make pickle out of it. Yeah. And on this, Eloze ben Yehuda is Avshalom Oimer Mishum Rav Yaakov. He said our name Rav Yaakov. V'chein hoi Rav Shim ben Yehuda ish kfar ikum Oma Mishum Rav Shimon. He said the name of Shimon that echad o process whether the skin over the hooves of the animal, the echad o rosh legal arach, whether the skin over the head of a soft calf, the echad o shatachas alya, whether the skin underneath is the tail, v'chol shamonich chomin. All the skins, and now Mishnah Tachom say, Gabi Tumah, Maget Hilchus Tumah, Sharisein Kipsarin, that the skins, those skins are very soft, they have a locha like Bosor. Lovi comes to include also, like he didn't say yet, or Shobesa Boshes, the skin around the womb, outside the womb of a female. So all these type of skins, if Vishas, you were, you shechted the Korban Eila, you had in mind to burn these skins, Chutzlim koim my posel v'im bekoros. The machshav is chal. So here it's only the first lesson on the Yom that said it's only these last sheetahs of Eloze ben Yehuda that says even the skin of the head of an egel arach. The Tanakhama only said it by the skin. The skin of tachas alya. That's what Tanakhama said. It's only Eloze ben Yehuda that says even the skin on the head of an eagle arach. It's only Eloze ben Yehuda that says this. He says, like the Yochid says, that this skin is also called like meat, and therefore if you have a mind to burn it, chuslam koimoy, it's possible the korban. But the aim the chorus, chuslas man, if you have a mind to burn it tomorrow, the wrong day, then pikav chavmav chavmav of chorus. So that's what Rabbi Yochid meant to say back, that our mishnah is only a das Yochid and enach nami. Allah, we hold like our Mishnah. We hold that only the skin underneath the tail, that's very soft skin. That skin is called like bosor. But other skin is taka harder, and it's not called kabosor. It would not be metam, it has no tumor on it. Yeah. Now the Mor says, the Mishnah says, right of your base of process. So Mor says, my base of process. What does it mean to say the skin by the hooves? So Rav Rama base of process mamish. Yes, it means mamish, the bottom skin around the hooves. That's also considered soft skin. For the chanino amenom, that skin is too hard. But he meant to say rekuvah hanem keres in a rush, like the old thigh, the skin around the thigh is sold with the head. That skin is called kibosa. So Rashi says it means rekuvah hanem keres in a rush. It says kol or shal etzem hashoik, all the skin around the bone of the thigh, merkuvah tachtoina from the bottom. Ankle there, shechoyt chim b'shas havshot the steina. When you cut open the baim, you cut there. So that skin, what it means, base of process. A little further up, but not mamish down on the leg by the hooves. He holds that skin is too hard. That's not called kibosa. Then the Mishnah says we or hoanoka. That's this type of a sheretz. So Tanra Baruch like this. Hatmeim, the pasuk says hatmeim. Rashi says, hey, you say an extra hey with Ashning. The rabbi says, Rasem Kipsarim. Hatmein that goes on the Shrotzim, the Shemoin the Shrotzim. So it's a reboot to say that their skin is like the Bosra. It's also Tami. Rashi says, the rabbi's Iris Shrotzim, Harak, and the soft ones. Shiu Kabosra. Yeah. Now, Yachla, I would have thought to say, Afilu Kulon, maybe all eight of them. I did try now Mishnah Tankama. It says only four of them is Iris Kabosra. So Mor says, I would have thought to say maybe all of them, all eight of them. Tam Lev, the Pasuk says, no. Eila says, these, Mashva, not all, only these, only some of them. For the Mor of Eila Akulik Sivu, maybe Eila means back to all eight. Omer Rav, Rav says, no, liminayu hifsakinyan. It says the word liminayu in between, that's masik. So it says elo, it means some and not all of them. So therefore, that's Tanna Tanakama, that those skins are softer, those skins are called kibosar, and not the other four. What does the Mishnah also say? This shows that in Shomis, Rashi says, the iyu nami bekrua basak. It also says in the second pasuk. So it should also be a kibosar. Amar Shmuel by Yitzchok, Rav Tanahu. And it's not me, Rav is a Tana, but Tanit in Shomis. And Rav also put in his din that in Shomis is also one of the skins is kibosarim. Amar says, I go Tana didan lo Tanit in Shomis. I, our Mishnah does not say it in Shomis. Amar Rav Shesh is bread Rav Ivi, the bread Rav Ivi, that Tana didan sovolok Rav Yehuda. Our Tana holds like Rav Yehuda Shita. The Yozo Boso Gishto. You go bosa the way you touch it, the way you feel it. How do you feel the skin? Over gishta the halto kemiflegi. Machloekes says, how do you feel the skin of the halto? Is it soft or is it too hard? Rashi says, there's a tana didan soluk of Yehuda kloimer lo yalof taimo miatvon aposikatimeim elo misvara de gishta means kol shein mamish bo. If you don't feel it.